Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All right, we are live from Altoona, PA. Hopefully everybody's having themselves a great day on this August 22nd, 2024. 73-degree afternoon, so it's a beautiful day out. My name is Nathan Ferlina. I'm glad you're choosing to listen to us. This is Sports Central. I'm here with Corey Geiger. Corey, how are we doing today?
This is a gorgeous day. I'm excited about today, Nathan. Nathan is going to be in charge of the whole show today. I'm just a sidekick, so it's all you, brother.
All right, I'm glad. We're talking a lot of football.
You ready for it?
I'm ready. We've done this a few times. I feel like it's gone okay, so hopefully it just keeps improving. So that's the plan, at least. But
tell you a real quick story. I ran into a guy today, a young man named Anthony. He said, "Nate going to be on the show today." I said, "Nathan's running the show today." He said, "Oh, yeah, he's doing a really good job." I said, "He's only 19. He goes, "No, he doesn't sound like it. He sounds like a professional." So there you go.
I'll take it. Call in 946-0435 to talk anything you guys want to talk today. But I got a question for you guys. We'll talk about it in a little bit. But we're going to open up with some Penn State, because me and Corey were talking about the line on Tuesday. He was surprised it was at 10. He thought it was going to be somewhere around 17 for Penn State. Well, the line just dropped, actually only 8.5. So the line keeps moving on this. The books maybe know something. I don't know what it is, but Penn State not only favored 8.5. I mean, at plus 10, West Virginia felt like an okay play, but now at minus 8.5, I don't know. I think it's really tough to – I mean, Morgantown is a tough place to go to. I get that. It's tough to play West Virginia on the road, especially to open off the year, 12 o'clock, big noon. I mean, it's going to be rocking, but I mean, this team handled West Virginia last year, and it's the same exact team. Got the same quarterback going, really the same entire offense and defense. Penn State has a little bit of turnover, but not too much. You still have that quarterback, running back. Receivers are pretty much receivers exchanged out a little bit, same with the tight ends, but the core Penn State players you'd want to see there are still there. So I don't really know why this line keeps dropping. I'm assuming a lot of the money's coming in on West Virginia, and that's why it is. But, I mean, do you think 8.5 is a good play for Penn State here, Corey?
I was wondering where I came up with that 16 number. I was trying to look, you know, because early summer numbers. I did find something from May 1st. It said 12.5. So, you know, because sometimes they'll come up with numbers like in February or whatever.
And a four-point swing whenever nothing's really happened between either team is really odd to me.
I would say that you should jump all over that money if it's -8.5.
-8.5. Okay.
Because there's a chance Penn State beats the hell out of them.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
There's also a chance that West Virginia wins on a last second field goal. I'm not going to dismiss. Okay, again, this is part of a larger Penn State discussion. You kind of casually mentioned, "Oh, Penn State's got all the people." Well, I think their wide receiver situation still might suck. It still might be horrendous.
I like the transfer in Julian Fleming, but that's really the only improvement
they made. He's a number three Big Ten receiver. Julian Fleming is a number three Big Ten receiver at Ohio State. Now, he was behind first-round draft picks.
Yeah, so Marvin Harris, maybe Emeka Buka, so it's hard to say.
I have no confidence yet that Drew Aller is a star until he shows me that he is a star. But I do think Penn State's defense, while not as good as last year, they are not going to be as good as last year, period. They just
Robinson.
Lost too much.
You do have Abdul Carter, though. Abdul Carter, I think, is going to take a big step forward. I like that guy a lot.
They have a chance to be in control of this game. And so this could be an ugly game. It could be 13-6 into the fourth quarter, and then Penn State's defense just continues to wear and wear, and then all of a sudden it's 23-6, that kind of thing. So to me, 8.5, here's what I would do. Again, I always like to think of, if this were my money, all right, I'd buy the line down to 7. Because if the line is 8.5, if it's -110 at 8.5, you could probably get 7 for -140.
Yeah, it's always whenever, like, that 8.5 spread's really tough because there's a chance they're up by 10 and West Virginia kicks
a field goal
and tries to get the onside kick. So it's really odd. It's an odd line. You don't really want to play it in between 7 and 10 a lot of the times. So going down to maybe 6.5, 7.5
is the worst. These hooks and stuff, as an extensive, I've placed many, many, many bets in my life over the years. I got away from it a few years ago because it just kind of came a little bit too time-consuming. But I was doing okay, but it just became too time-consuming. I mentioned my tennis proclivity before. But I will always, 3.5, I buy it down to 3. Because think about this. If you bet $100 on a minus 110 line, you're going to win 90. If you bet $100 on a minus 140 line, you're going to win 70. That's still a good return. As opposed to, like you said, West Virginia kicks a field goal with 47 seconds left to get it down to 7. Now you've lost $100.
Yeah.
So to me, in my mind as a sports bettor, I don't see a whole lot of difference between minus 110 and minus 150. Now, once you get minus 200, now you're kind of halving your money, and that's a little bit of a different story.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really interesting game. Obviously, we'll talk about it more next week as we get closer and closer to it. We got a caller on the line. Who we got on the line right now?
All right. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hey, you're with us. Is this Jim?
Yeah, this is Jim from Altoona.
All right, Jim, go ahead.
Yes, it is.
All right, Jim, what do you got for us? What do you got for us?
Hey, I was wondering about the that Oak from the 49ers. What's the story on him? I heard that the Steelers and the 49ers both agreed, but they were waiting on him. And something popped up on my wife's phone the other day about Pittsburgh talking to Cincinnati about Chase. I was wondering if you heard anything.
I have personally not heard anything about Jamar Chase going to Pittsburgh whatsoever. I think Chase is going to get locked up there. I can't imagine. They're going to let T. Higgins go before they let Chase go. One, Burrow and Chase been together since the college days, and I think that's a big connection. And then T. Higgins, I think he's going to play this year out. Then he's going to become a free agent. He'll go somewhere. But Ayuk and the Steelers, no one knows what's going on with Ayuk. We got to get some more clarity here. Right now, Jahan Dotson got traded to the Eagles, in division trade between the Commanders and Eagles. So I think maybe Ayuk might be going to the Commanders. There's been a link there between him and Jaden Daniels. They played back together in college. I think that's a deep connection. I think the Commanders are a team that could make a play on him. But between the Steelers and Ayuk, it seems like it just continues to fade away. If they didn't make the move already, I can't imagine they're going to. Unless Ayuk's not going to step on the field for the Niners, which I can't imagine him also not doing, I think he's either going to be a Niner. I think it's the most likely scenario. Next up, I'd say the Commanders now, because they just cleared out Jahan Dotson. I guess he'd be up for a contract in 2 years, so they ain't got to worry about him. They can lock up Ayuk if they really want to make a play, but it's tough to say. I think Ayuk is going to stay a Niner, but with the Steelers, they did have that trade in place, but Ayuk was kind of waiting to hear from the Niners' money side, because $32 million in San Francisco compared to $28 million in Pittsburgh, taxes, that's going to be roughly the same contract. So he was basically wanting $32 from the Niners. I don't think they're going to give him that, but I don't think he's going to get traded to the Steelers at this point, at least. Anything else, Jim?
But good stuff, Jim. Appreciate the call. I would just add on that. He mentioned that he thought there was a trade play. Yeah, there might have been 10 days ago. That's a lifetime.
Yes.
That's
it's gone.
Eons. Yeah.
It's gone. I don't know about Ayuk. I really don't know what's going on with him. He is the most interesting guy, because usually these guys are going to be dealt by now.
Let me ask you this. If you can play for the San Francisco 49ers or the Pittsburgh Steelers in their bullcrap offensive situation for the same money, why on earth would anybody choose the latter?
I don't understand. My only philosophy is he wants to get that bag in case he gets hurt by some chance in San Francisco. But, I mean, let's assume that's not going to happen. And let's assume he's not going to regress, because he's still a young receiver, promising. And if he plays out this 1 year, he can go anywhere he wants next year. They're not going to franchise tag him again. He can go anywhere he wants. He can have a pick at New Orleans who might pay him $34 million. Green Bay might pay him $15 million, because Green Bay is cheap. So I don't know. But I don't really know. I don't know what's going on with Ayuk. Again, give us a call right here at 946-0435 if you want to talk some Brandon Ayuk, if you want to talk some Penn State, whatever you want to talk about. Ayuk is such an interesting situation that I don't think he's getting dealt, but, I mean, only time will tell. Only time will tell. So, I got an interesting discussion for us, Corey, today, and it's been heating up on the internet recently, and that is whether weddings should be scheduled in the fall. And because of college football, because college football is a big thing. And I feel so rude saying this, because I know the wedding day is a highlight of someone's life. any married couple would say that's one of the greatest days they've ever been alive. It's tough for me as a wedding goer to say, hey, listen, October 12th, I want to go to a wedding because this is maybe the greatest week of college football in recent memory. October 12th is the most popular day for a wedding this year, Corey.
October 12th?
I believe so.
In this country, October 12th.
Yes, that was reported by
someone.
Is that
like for the fall or just in general?
I think overall. I don't double check that. Fact check me on that. It's in the top five for sure days, but I think it's number one. But here's the college football slate for that day. Penn State versus USC. Ohio State versus Oregon. Ole Miss versus LSU. Texas versus Oklahoma. In Florida versus Tennessee. Now, I think for us up here in the Northeast, I know you grew up in the South, so it might be a little different. You might have a little different view. But in the Northeast, I feel like outside of a 45-mile radius around us, it's basically pro sports. Pro sports rule. So if you're getting out to Pittsburgh, you're going to have way more people caring about the Steelers than the Pitt Panthers. Here, though, you might have more people caring about the Penn State Nittany Lions than the Pittsburgh Steelers because Penn State's more local and college ball is more what people focus on, I feel like, in around here. Maybe I'm naive to it, but I really do feel like it. But if you go down to, let's say, Tuscaloosa, I mean, Alabama football is life down there. You go down to Georgia, the Georgia Bulldogs are life down there. Imagine your daughter, if Georgia and Alabama play, and your daughter schedules her wedding on October, it's not October 12th, but they schedule the wedding during the game day. How many irritated relatives are you going to have? Again, give us a call at 946-0435 if you want to weigh in on this.
These are the five most popular wedding dates according to whatever the heck this is, theknot.com, I guess. And it is, number one is September 21st.
September 21st, okay.
That is football season.
That is football season.
Second is September 14th.
Football season.
Football season. I'm stunned by this because I would have thought there'd be more summer dates.
Okay.
Because typically weddings I've gone to have been during the summer. June 22nd is third.
Okay.
May 18th is fourth. And October 12th is fifth.
Okay, so it's in the top five.
So, this is a great discussion. So, anybody want to weigh on this, I'll give the phone number again, 946-0435. Because this is one of those great situations, Nathan, where we're at different points in life.
Mm-hmm.
You can't know many people getting married, not at 19 years old.
Not at 19. In the next 5 years, though, it's going to be totally different.
And 10 years from now, because I think more people are getting married around 30.
Yeah, make that argument.
So this is where priorities and things do come into play. If you live in Center County or this area, this region, and you're a Penn State fan, if you live in Tuscaloosa, if you live in South Bend, and you schedule your wedding on a football Saturday, you're a damn fool.
Absolutely.
You're not only a damn fool, you're an a-hole because you are then purposefully trying to mess up people's lives. You, not that you want them to join with you. You're giving them a middle finger and saying, I'm going to take something that I know you love. I'm just going to take it away from you. That's just, if you're scheduling your wedding on October 12th, I'm not sure you can be friends.
It's tough. I mean, I've listened to so many conversations, so many debates about this. And people are like brides get so upset when people, especially at the reception or held around a bar watching the game or something like that. You cannot be getting upset if people, I mean, again, people breathe and live football down the South. It's totally different in SEC country than anywhere else because unless you're down there and you know, it is absolutely crazy. It's football 24/7 down there. September to December, it's all they care about is Georgia, Alabama, Ole Miss, one of those teams, whatever you name it. It's you cannot be doing that, especially if it's a big game. If you want to schedule during an off week, there's a little bit more leeway there. So like Penn State's away September 14th. If you wanted to put it on September 14th, or they're not playing, they're on a bye week. If you want to put it on
Correct.
September 14th, there's a little more leeway there.
I think during the COVID year when they redid the schedule, I knew some people because I think Ohio State got moved that year, if memory serves.
They played, I think, Halloween, I think.
But I think the original schedule that came out, Ohio State was 1 week, but then the Big Ten football got canceled. Mm-hmm. And then when they came out with the other schedule, some people had already – I know somebody that already scheduled their wedding. Now, in that situation, I think that's the only plausible –
There's a little bit of an excuse there.
Okay, so here's my question for you. I do have a story for you here about my wedding.
All right.
But here's a question for you. You're not dealing with it now because you don't have friends getting married. But one of you, I guarantee this will happen to you, between 25 and 35 years old, one of your dudes, one of your boys, is going to end up with some chick who doesn't care at all about football.
What's sad is I can literally picture that right now.
And you will be invited. But at some point between 25 and 35 years old, if not multiple times, some chick is going to demand that her wedding be during football season, and she will not care that the groom-to-be is inconveniencing Nathan Forlina. So then, are you going? Because that, my friend, is when the rubber meets the road.
You gotta go. You cannot be a jerk and not go. That's the thing. You have to go, whether you want to keep up with it on your phone or something. At least you can do that now. You gotta go, because you can't just miss out on someone's most important day. But if you're not paying full attention, bride or the groom should not be irritated one bit.
Doesn't that strain the friendship, though? Because even if you go, you're holding it over dude's head.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, if Penn State is playing Delaware, I probably wouldn't care. But if Penn State's playing Ohio State, I'm going to care.
That's the key of, okay, you got three non-conference home games, okay? And it's typically going
September.
To be Delaware, Kent State, and one good opponent.
West Virginia.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's debatable, but yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So if it's Delaware or Kent State, that's, again, September 7th, 14th, give or take. Those dates are reasonable, right?
Absolutely. It's 12 o'clock most likely those games are going to run at. So if you want to even schedule the wedding, 3 o'clock, 2:30, you can at least catch some of the game. I would understand that. And it's totally understandable to do it then because it's also early on. But later getting to the year, games are more impactful. It's really tough just to justify it a little bit more. It's a little bit tough to justify it.
If one of your dudes schedules a wedding on a Penn State or an Ohio State or Michigan day,
probably
now,
not going.
Now what are you doing?
Man,
because you can still go. You mentioned it. You can still go to the wedding. You can still be following it on your phone. You could DVR it.
Maybe I'll just miss the wedding and show up to the receptions and say like, hey, I got a flat tire or something. Make up an excuse.
I think it's one of these things. Do you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No.
Have you ever?
No.
Okay, so the whole premise of Curb Your Enthusiasm is that Larry David calls people on their crap. Like, people who do just subtly rotten things and they just expect to get away with it, and Larry David calls them on their crap.
Now I know what you're talking about.
But then he is the a-hole for bringing it up.
Mm-hmm.
That so of the social mores, your friends scheduling their wedding and inconveniencing you on a football Saturday, but then you making a deal out of it, and then you becoming the a-hole.
I would never make a deal out
it's
of it.
It's the people. Whole premise of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay.
Larry David, I stopped watching it a number of years ago. He's right. 80% of the time. And people should say something about these people stepping on your rights.
Mm-hmm.
But the beauty of the show is the way he does it, here's one example I think there was a God bless you thing or something like that where there was like a wedding or a birth or something. And the dad wanted him to come in and say God bless you or something to the kid. And Larry's like, I'm not gonna do it. He goes, well, why? What are you talking about? I'm not comfortable doing it. And the guy goes, what's wrong with you? Everybody else is doing it. And he goes, well, if everybody else is doing it, do you think God needs me to come in and do it? You see what I'm getting at?
Yeah, it's spreading social norms, what everybody's used to.
But he's the one
that's the a-hole about
who becomes. Yeah. So what we're talking about here with football is if Nathan Forlina's dude in 2032 schedules his wedding for Penn State, Ohio State, and you call him out on it, who's in the wrong there? Him and his wife, who are showing no compassion for your life, or you for standing up for actually what's right?
It's if everybody else there's a football fan and I stand up, it's justifiable.
So you would have some backing, is what you're saying.
In that situation, yeah, because I don't think you should tell people when they need to get married. Hey, you need to get married in August because that's not football season. Now, it's so annoying when that happens.
Right, because you never know, like, if somebody's got a little bump.
They might be expecting a little rush.
And they're trying to get a little rush. Exactly. Look, that's the reality with wedding dates.
Exactly. What's funny is my mom's cousin actually has a wedding on the 31st.
September.
Or August 31st.
West Virginia, yeah.
So
your mom's cousin.
Yeah, my mom's cousin. So I'd assume, you know, my uncle isn't probably thrilled with it. I know my dad's not thrilled with it. I'm assuming her own brother's probably not super thrilled with it because he's a pretty big Penn State fan. I mean, I don't want to say people aren't super happy they're going to be missing the game. You think about it, if that West Virginia game becomes a 3-point game down the stretch, they're going to be pretty irritated. They got to listen to Here Comes the Bride instead of listening to Joel Klatt tell me why Drew Aller's going to be the next...
Christian Hackenberg. The word is adulting.
Yes.
It's all about adulting. When you get to a point in life, you got to make these decisions. You got to suck it up.
It's going to suck, but you got
to. But again, I keep coming back to my Larry David comparison of there's nothing wrong with you calling out that dude on his crap.
Oh, I would probably do it to the dude. I would never do it to the bride, though. I would probably, like, maybe jokingly say to the dude, like, oh, like, you're an a-hole for scheduling on this day. But I would never go up to the bride and be like, why'd you do that? Why are you scheduling your wedding day on October 12th?
I got married on March 16th, 2002. What is March 16th, give or take?
What day of the week is it?
No, just the date. The first
March 16th. I'm thinking March Madness, probably.
March Madness. I am a Syracuse fan. My wife knew this. We had the discussion. This would be the second weekend, generally. Now would be the first. I think at the time it might have been the second, to where you're playing maybe for a Final Four berth.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife and I had the discussion that if Syracuse is playing, I was not going to be allowed to have an earpiece in my head, in my ear at the wedding. Now, this is 2002. We did have internet, but it wasn't, you know. So they'd already been eliminated, I think, that year. But we at least had the discussion. Now, we had to get married at that time because I was going to spring training, and my life from March to October, we couldn't really function or anything because I was working so much. But my point was, to me... You know, if somebody had scheduled their wedding on March 16th and I had to go while Syracuse was playing for a spot in the Final Four, I might have been skipping that wedding.
Yeah. And I don't think it's – unless you're like a groomsman or a best man up there or something like that, I don't think it's wrong maybe even skip it. I mean, if you want to show up, show your face for the reception for a little bit.
Okay, see, now it's in a whole other can of worms. Now, some people, they don't necessarily want you at the wedding because the church can be crowded, mm-hmm. but they want you at the reception because you'll bring a gift. But they also have to buy food for you. Do you have any problem going to a reception?
See, that's where I come in. I love the receptions. The actual ceremony, I don't like. I don't like the ceremony.
I can do without that.
The receptions, though, I have a blast at.
This will offend people. And if you're out there and I offend you with this, I'm really not sorry. But I went to a Catholic wedding 20 years ago. And I sat through a 1 hour and 50-minute Catholic mass and a 4-minute wedding. That the wedding was the least consequential thing going on there. So I don't know if this is a typical Catholic wedding, but I was there for 2 hours, and an hour and 56 minutes of this was the whole Catholic mass, and it's almost like this couple came in and accidentally got married in the other 4 minutes of the 2 hours. So if I'm offending you that I'm offending the way Catholics do weddings, well, it was awful, and I would never, ever allow that, you know, to... But that always sticks with me.
Maybe that might be a one-off thing. Because I'm Catholic. I've been to Catholic weddings. I don't remember the ceremony being.
And they spend more time on the wedding.
I think so. I think it was out there.
I hope
50,
so.
50 minutes to an hour. That might just be a one-off.
This might
thing.
Have been the only Catholic wedding I've ever been to, and I'm telling you,
it might be the worst priest then.
98% of this was just like you strolled into a regular Catholic mass, and "Oh, you two are getting married. Come on over here." That's all the time they devoted to them.
The I do's, and we'll be on our merry way. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. we just finished the gospel, just finished all that stuff. I do. Make sure you guys once again call in, weigh in on this. I'm curious to see how you think about it. 946-0435. We'll catch you on the other side.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Remember when you used to cruise the boulevard back in the day? Maybe you stopped at JMP Automart to check out their inventory. Well, you know you still can. JMP Automart is still rocking Central PA with the best deals. Check them out online at jmpautomart.com, where you can apply for financing and see their inventory of over 200 units. Or cruise in like you used to 1906 Pleasant Valley Boulevard and see them in person. Got a trade? JMP will give you $1,000 push, pull, or tow. Apply for financing online. JMP Automart, in business for 64 years, so they must be doing something right.
Whether it's popcorn for a movie or chips for a family picnic, great times and great snacks go hand in hand. Davison Snacks Outlet is your go-to place for snacks. Whether you want crispy, savory, or sweet, everything from small bags to bulk packages and gift baskets too. Davison Snacks has Martin's Chips and Snacks, jerky from Bronco Billy's and Brugaroo, All-Star Cotton Candy, Little Debbie Snack Cakes, Boyer Candy, Dots Pretzels, Wise Snacks, and more. Life is better with snacks from Davison Snacks Outlet, 16843 Dunnings Highway, Duncansville.
Got Medicaid or are you uninsured? Do you need a doctor? We love to care at Gloria Gates Care, and we're now accepting new members. At Gloria Gates Care, we've got all your needs in one place, and we welcome you to come join us while we help you to receive the quality care you deserve. At Gloria Gates Care, we're redefining healthcare. For office hours and more information, call 814-300-7777. Gloria Gates Care, 2525 9th Avenue, Suite B, Altoona. Online at GloriaGatesCare.com.
It's a grand slam.
Everyone loves a grand slam, and now you can score one with Kepner's Grandview Meats. Stop in at Kepner's Grandview Meats from now until the end of the curve season and register for the Grandview Grand Slam Contest. If your name is called out during WRTA mornings and a grand slam is hit, you win a $100 gift certificate from Kepner's Grandview Meats, the home of quality meats, hot and cold subs, and more. Stop in and register. No purchase necessary. Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
Get to Mattis Motorsports now for CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides. Mattis Motorsports is also your headquarters for trailers, both open and closed. Campers, brands like Astoria, Gulfstream, Puma, and more. Bad Boy Zero Turn Mowers and Lear and ARE truck cabs. Give Mattis Motorsports a call at 814-940-6288. Or check them out in person at 1702 East Pleasant Valley Boulevard in the Greenwood section of Altoona. And remember,
if it doesn't say Mattis, you paid too much.
All right, welcome back to Sports Central here. This is Nathan Ferlina. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the show today. We're talking a little bit about weddings on college football Saturdays.
And Don't do it!
And why they need to be done. We just need to put it, maybe they just need to ban them. Fall weddings, just get rid of them.
Are you surprised that three of these five are in the fall? I would have sworn it would have been summer.
I would have thought maybe probably early summer to fall. Because early summer, maybe people want to, you know, use vacation time for, like, honeymoons and stuff like that. That's what I was thinking. Maybe, like, the late June, stuff like that. Let us know what you think about this topic. 946-0435. We're going to go to the phone lines. We got Andy. Andy, what you got for us?
I'm just interested in talking to the St. Louis Cardinals. I'm a St. Louis Cardinals fan since 98. I was at Three Rivers Stadium when McGuire hit either his 56th or 58th home run that year. My brother had gotten me tickets to the game as a birthday present, because my birthday was the week before on the 16th, and we went out and had a good time, and I've been a Cardinal fan ever since.
It's awesome, awesome. Anything particular you want to talk with them about, or just want to share a story? Hello? We got you still on the line?
Oh, we lost Andy.
All right, there we go. All right, we got Dan calling in.
There,
Dan.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, Dan? How are we doing today?
Good, good. What was the delay here? That's very unusual.
Your radio is on in the background, and so you're listening on the radio. That's going to give you like a 5-second delay.
No, my radio's not on.
You know what? Maybe Andy's radio was on for the previous call. That's what happened.
What's important is we got you, Dan. We got you.
That's what happened. Andy was listening on the radio, so that's why we had the delay.
Okay.
Okay, now, Nate, I'm directing this question. You take it any way you want to. Now, usually a Catholic wedding, the ceremony, is usually about 15 minutes. Is it? And then there is the mass. There's the ceremony pre-mass and things like this. And then before the consecration, then there's something about the wedding and the couple and everything like that. And then they'll do the ritual and things. And then after that, then the mass will continue. See, like that. But that's way too long. Now,
I agree with you right there. I agree with you 100%. That is way too long.
So the wedding concludes, and they just keep having church.
Yeah, the mass needs to keep
Then going. They just keep having church, right? Is that what you're saying? Is that right, Nathan?
I guess so. I'm like I said.
Let's have some church. Then there's a wedding. Let's have another hour of church after that.
Listen, I've been a bad Catholic. I haven't been there since Easter, so I need to get back in church. But
we're just offending everybody.
Yes,
here.
No,
it's not offending at all. You're not familiar with the situation.
I believe a wedding should be about the couple. I don't believe the wedding should be about having church for
an hour.
I don't know why
there needs to be a whole mass in it. Obviously, there's something about it, but I don't get it.
Yeah.
That depends on a person's how they believe, see? But now, usually at the beginning of the Mass and things like this, that's about 15 minutes, and then it's another 15 minutes for that, but the Mass is over a quarter way through. And then after that, it all depends how many people take the communion, see? But now, probably the longest would be, the very longest would be probably an hour and 10 minutes, the very longest.
That's not too bad. Still way too long, but that's not terrible. What do you think? You think football should come first before weddings? You think people should schedule their weddings on, let's say, October 12th, 2024?
Well, it depends. It depends on the connection of the family. It depends on that connection, how deep their friendship is. And their relatives and things like this. Now, if there's no, if it's just like this invitation to get gifts and things like this and everything, they show respect, to go to the service. And then if they don't go to the service, then go to the reception. That could be maybe freeloading. And then that's a different story. Then that's a completely different story.
Dan, I'm going to jump in here real quick. All right. I'll kind of get this back on topic here a little bit. Let me say this. Now, I'm going to go a little deep here, okay? Because we can have some fun with this. But I'm going to go deep here. If you're a guy and you love your college football team and you agree to a fall wedding, I think your marriage is in big trouble.
Okay.
So, like I said, I'm going to go deep here because basically – she's already changed. She's whipped you. She's already changed you. And she's forcing your friends to either accept it or not. And you do know like 55% of people in this country get divorced.
Yeah.
So my point is, again, this is deeper than maybe the question thought, but if a woman is going to convince or manipulate a guy, a gigantic football fan to get married on a football Saturday, that she knows is going to upset everybody in his life, then I think you got a serious problem there.
Yeah, I could see that. So the way I've talked about my girlfriend is if we do get married in a fall Saturday, I said, listen, it needs to be in September. It needs to be early, and we cannot be doing, this Penn State, Ohio State day. This needs to be like a Kent State or something like that. So I'd probably have to like look at the schedule ahead of time and just say like, all right, maybe they're off that week. They got that bye week right there. We'll
do weddings. A lot of times weddings are scheduled
a year in advance,
up to a year in advance before the schedule comes out. So you're rolling the dice. But hey, I mean, you could roll the dice and say, well, I'm going to get married on this Saturday, September 6th or whatever in a given year. What if they roll? Now you could be relatively safe there because a lot of times the non-conference schedule is already that's already done well in advance.
That's what I'd bank on. You need to do your research, and I'm not. I mean, I think fall weddings probably are the most. I guess if you're outside doing it, I'd want to be it during the fall, but I don't know. It's a really tricky conversation because I'd like. I mean, I don't. It's hard to say. I guess I would want my wedding to be in the fall, but it cannot be on a Penn State Saturday. I would need to schedule it perfectly. Once again, if you got any discussion on this, 946-0435. We've got the Clarkster on the line. Clarkster, what we got?
Good call from Dan. Appreciate that. Here we go. Go ahead, Clarkster.
Hey, now that you offended half of your listening audience for the ex-host of the show.
I'm keeping it real, man. I'm not going to an hour and a half church so that you can
I'm
get married.
I'm going to put the curse on you. The curse is either of your kids marries a Catholic, and you're going to have to sit through it.
I'm 50. My kids are going to get married in roughly 16 to 20 years. I'm just hoping I'm alive at that point, to be perfectly honest with you. That's why we went out and got the extended life insurance a couple months ago, because I'm in no way am I convinced I'm making it to my kids' wedding.
But
you ever heard me say I don't eat vegetables? You ever heard me say his name?
I have not. You don't eat vegetables?
I don't really eat vegetables unless it's got like a bunch of ranch dressing on it. I'll sit down and eat like a pound and a half porterhouse. But that's why I have the life.
Do you at least eat fruit? Do we get something in
there? Not a whole lot. That's why I have the life insurance.
Okay. Well,
my wife gets upset when I talk about this, but if I make it to 60, I've probably got quite an accomplishment there.
There we go. There we go. You're in the same
boat
as my dad.
Only the wedding die young. Here we go with that fatalistic thing. I would seriously get registered with Social Security so you see what your numbers are going to be.
We know them. We know them. Hell, my wife's making a killing if I kick the bucket, man.
Well, anyway, you did bring up a point. The Big Ten and Penn State can't come out with the schedule early enough for people to make their wedding plans.
Yeah, that's 100% correct. So I wish they would come out with a little bit earlier, you know, give people a little bit of time. I know obviously that's probably not their focus is, okay, let's make sure people's wedding dates are perfect because, number one, they shouldn't be scheduling them in the fall probably in the first place. But, you know, the Big Ten.
I don't know whether people are thinking September bride or whatever it is that they're in their minds. We got married. Myself and two of my best friends all got married within about a five-week period in May, running into June. So we didn't have any conflicts regarding football. Not that football was that big back then, but, you know, if you can't plan your wedding because of a damn football game, you got some issues.
What about my theory that if the woman forces you to miss Penn State, Ohio State, because she has to get married on that Saturday, I'm laying pretty good odds that marriage ain't lasting too long.
No, I don't agree with that.
Oh, come on.
I don't think that's
Math. I got math on my side, you know.
You got math on your side?
55% of people in this country get divorced, period. So you start layering on football Saturdays. I'm getting some more math on my side.
You might be up more around 90% there.
The biggest reason is either money or that other thing called the three-letter word.
Clarkster, absolutely. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Let me throw this out real quick because I looked up next year's Penn State schedule. August 30th, Nevada.
Go right there. Perfect day if you want to do it.
No, September 6th, FIU.
Perfect day if you want to do that.
September 13th, Villanova.
Perfect day if you want to do that. So right there, you get grace. And is there bye right after that, I'm assuming? Their first bye?
It does. No, this is just future. We won't know the buys yet. Everything else is Big Ten schedule.
Okay.
They know Big Ten opponents apparently that year, Iowa, Michigan State, Ohio State, but nothing's listed in order. But the point is, let me look at 26 real quick. Hang on. Because the point is, at least early September, remember I said earlier September 14th and 21st, those are two of the three most popular. What are these ads? Look at all these ads. So 26, September 15th, or September 5th. Marshall.
Okay.
Now, here's an interesting one. September 12th, 2026, at Temple. Now, a lot of Penn State fans like to go to that because it's an NFL stadium. The link is really cool.
Yeah.
And then September 19th, the Buffalo fighting Andy Katelnikis. So at least you have, at least with the non-conference games, you can slot that out a couple years in advance.
Yeah, you're not getting Penn State's not playing usually any big teams out of conference. You know, Michigan plays Texas this year. Obviously, if you're a Michigan fan in Ann Arbor, you wouldn't want to schedule a wedding on that day. It's going to be early September. So
I'm just telling you, man, if the woman has got you that beaten down that she's going to manipulate you into that kind. You see what I'm getting
at?
She's
forcing you.
I'm more than serious here. I got some serious questions about how long all, because again, the woman,
no one should ever be in control of the relationship.
Is supposed to know what's important to the guy. The guy is supposed to know what's important to the woman, and then you compromise. Compromise is a tremendous word. It's never my way, your way. It's all compromise. But if we're talking about some Penn State fans, I mean, they're spending $10,000 on these tickets. All right, if you're a 30-year-old, even if it is freaking Marshall or Buffalo or Villanova, you've still spent $10,000 if you've got four tickets with parking and tickets and everything. You got $10,000, all right, into this, which she will then be part of too, because she's going to have to pay part of that $10,000. It's the beauty of it. She gets married, she's got to pay part of the $10,000 as well. So anyway, my point is she's got to know. You both have to come to some level of agreement of how important it is to you.
Yeah, that's with everything in a relationship. I feel like you got to, it's everything. Once you're married, you got to do stuff together. You know, it's both your ways. You know, you need to compromise, like you said. Compromise is a great thing.
My brother-in-law just texted me and said, I got married before spring training, which we absolutely did. And again, March 16th, because I had to go to spring training to cover the curve. And so I tell people all the time, you know where my wife agreed to go on our honeymoon?
Florida.
To spring training.
Spring training.
Yeah, now that was working. Now, we did have an official honeymoon in October that year. Maybe September, we went to Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. But I tell people all the time, my wife, who is awesome, she agreed to go to spring training. But now, let me say this. My wife loved baseball, and she loved spring training. So there was no coercion going on there.
Yeah, maybe, you know, if you hit that 10% of, you know, females that care about football, I'll tell you what, they ain't scheduling their wedding on that day as well. So we'll talk about some more football on the other side. Make sure you guys stay tuned.
Sorry. Nice try, though. Austin Dillon and Richard Childress Racing heard that from the National Motorsports Appeals Panel this week. The penalty did reduce the suspension of their spotter, Brandon Manesh, from 3 races to 1, which he already served this past weekend at Michigan. Austin Dillon and the number 3 team will still lose 25 championship driver and owner's points. The race finish would not count in determining eligibility for the playoffs. The National Motorsports Appeals Panel explained that the decision to uphold the penalties to Dillon and the number 3 team was due to the conduct on the track on the final lap of the race at Richmond, crossing the line as to what is acceptable in NASCAR. They said, quote, NASCAR represents elite motorsports, and as such, its drivers are expected to demonstrate exemplary conduct if its series championships are to be validated. In this case, the line was crossed, end quote. There is still hope, though, for RCR and Dillon. Per the NASCAR Cup Series rulebook, they now have a chance to make one final appeal before the National Motorsports Final Appeals Officer. They said, quote, Richard Childress Racing is disappointed in the results of today's hearing in front of the National Motorsports Appeals Panel. We respect the NASCAR appeals process, but we do not believe that today's outcome reflects the facts presented. We plan to appeal the decision to the final appeal officer, end quote. With the penalties still in place, though, Dillon sits 29th in the championship standings and would need an additional win to work his way into the playoff field in the next 2 races. You're on the final lap.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins.
Join the millions of people who are celebrating going hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins,
Footwear you just step into and they're on.
It's crazy how something as simple as a pair of shoes have made my life better.
After trying Skechers Slip-ins, I want all my shoes to have this technology.
See what everybody can't stop talking about. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the three-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
HFM.
All right, Blink 182 leading us into the final segments here. But before we do get into it, I'm going to tell you guys, if you guys need a perfect wedding gift for someone, whether you're going to a bachelor's party even, and you just want to be smoking some cigars, then I'll give you a good place to go. J.M. Boswell's is not a bad spot. In 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA, open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturday, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell's pipe.
Now, the guy I said earlier that his name's Anthony said you were doing such a good job. He actually mentioned that specifically. He says he does a good job with those J.M. Boswell reads.
They're my favorite part because I try to wrap it around to something that we've been talking
that
about.
That was
so
really good. I was kind of thinking in my mind, like, you could be smoking a J.M. Boswell cigar while you're checking out the smoking hot women at the wedding.
Good.
Because that's a great place to meet women, right, if you're single.
Yeah. I feel like every movie, too. It's always at a wedding, I feel like, for some reason. That's a good point. I never put this connection together. All right. So we're going to talk a little quarterback controversy in the 412 Pittsburgh, which is really – it's heating up. Justin Fields basically called a shot today and said, I want to be the starting quarterback here. So now we're getting a little bit of tension in the locker room. Before, we thought, okay, for sure this is going to be a Wilson thing. He's going to ease Justin Fields into it. Fields maybe plays the last half of the year, and we see where that goes from if they want to pay him. Wilson was kind of – we knew he was probably going to be a one-year contract. Most likely, they're not really paying him – they're paying him peanuts compared to what Denver's paying him. And Justin Fields, they can make the decision on if they really want to invest in this guy, if he's the future of the franchise. – Off rip, I don't like the look by Fields saying he should be the quarterback. I like the confidence, but you don't go out to the media, in my opinion, and say, listen, I need to be the starting quarterback here. You don't do that, in my opinion. However, it is confidence, and I like a quarterback with confidence. And here's the thing. If you throw Fields right now into a starting position role, and let's say the first three games, he has a 1-to-1 touchdown interception ratio, and they are 0-3 to start, you got to pull him then. And that kills all of his confidence, in my opinion. So if you throw Wilson in first, who's been around the league for 12 years now, and he's going to start Saturday at the preseason game, so he's going to get some more reps. Maybe he looks a little bit better. But you got to start Wilson, in my opinion, because you can't pull Fields. It's one of those, it's same like a rookie quarterback, and Fields, I know, isn't a rookie quarterback, but it's really tough to put a rookie quarterback in and then pull him. You saw that with Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson, he went in there, he just didn't perform, they pulled him out, and he really was never the same. And that's with a lot of guys. So first up, Am I crazy to think Wilson should be the starting quarterback week one?
I kind of go back and forth with it a little bit, just simply because I think the better upside over a longer period of time is Justin Fields.
Absolutely. That's 100% correct.
But the guy who, might be able to win week one or week two, I do still think is Russell Wilson. He had good passing numbers for the Broncos last year. There are a lot of issues with this team in terms of offensive line. Now I predicted Fields will be the quarterback by week six anyway, because I think Russell's going to get hurt.
Okay,
he's an older man. The offensive line isn't very good. I kind of think this thing will play itself out a little bit, But I did mention this on the show yesterday. I think it was Ryan Tannenbaum on ESPN suggested the other day on Get Up or whatever that the Steelers trade Russell Wilson to the Vikings, who need a backup, or maybe he could even go over there and start.
He'd probably be the starting quarterback right now over Sam Darnold.
And he said, and then you bring in Ryan Tannehill with the Steelers.
I've seen that too.
Tannehill knows the Arthur Smith system. Now, look, I think it's too late to do that kind of thing. To me, personally, I think the Steelers are in a world of hurt for 5 years. Because I don't know how they're going to find a quarterback in the next year or two.
Your only option right now is Fields. Fields needs to come out and be the guy.
Because it's not Russell Wilson's not going to get you to the promised land in the next 5 years. Justin Fields might. I made the comparison yesterday. Geno Smith. Geno Smith over like a five-year span from like the late teens to early 20s played like 9 games in the NFL. Now he's a two-year star, and he's playing very well. At 29, 30, 31 years old is when he figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
So Geno Smith is a testament to sticking around and actually then living up to the hype. Justin Fields maybe could do that, but you won't know unless he ever plays.
Yeah, so that's the problem is you're going to have to pay him quarterback money here coming up because unlike Geno Smith, who he was getting vet men's salary and stuff like that because he got a shot already and he didn't look too good. Fields hasn't been the worst guy out there. Fields has probably been in that 20 to 25 range for starting quarterbacks where some weeks he looks like the best quarterback in the NFL, and then next week he looks like he needs to be playing high school football. So it's weird to me. I think Fields, I have confidence in him because I think he can figure it out under the right leadership. It's one of those things where if you get to like the Panthers, Chicago, they've been just dumpster fires for a while. And it's really tough to judge a quarterback there. Like, I think it's ridiculous that people are calling Bryce Young already a bust after 1 year because he was under Frank Reich and it was...
What if he would have gone to the Texans with all the things that
exactly.
they had in place?
Exactly. If you switch the place, I think Stroud's a better quarterback, but if you switch the place, I mean, Brock Purdy's sort of doing it right now, although I think he's getting better and better. He's around a great system. If Brock Purdy went to Carolina, he'd be out of the league. He'd be in the XFL now.
Yep.
So it's a thing where Justin Fields just needs to, if he can stick around for a good price, it'll be a great, great guy, I think, to maybe build a future around. But if he's going to demand too much money, I mean, it's going to be tough. And the Tannehill thing's interesting. I've seen a lot of people say that. I don't think they'd actually even trade Wilson. I think they keep all three quarterbacks on their roster, which is crazy. I mean, you got three quarterbacks that started in the NFL last year on one roster, you know, consistent starters. So I don't think Tannehill's going to go there. I think, if anything, Tannehill will just go to the Vikings. He's still out there. I don't know how he hasn't been picked up by a team quite yet, but there's still some solid free agents out there, and Tannehill's one of them, which a quarterback-needy team might go out and get, whether it's the Vikings or maybe even the Steelers take a chance on him.
The ESPN story says, you know, points out Mike Tomlin is yet to name a Week 1 starter. I still think that I'm 75% certain it's going to be Russell Wilson, but I mean, maybe that's why Russell is going to start Saturday and Fields going to play. And
you think if Russell comes out and he craps the bed, you think
I think that there's probably a pretty decent competition here. But I don't think Russell's good. I think Russell's going to come out and play pretty well because I don't think this game means anything to the Lions. Like, they're going to be playing a lot of backups. That team has Super Bowl hopes. They're not going to get somebody hurt in Week 3 of the preseason.
Yeah, Week 3. A lot of these top teams, Chiefs,
I can see Russell Wilson going and beating the hell out of them for a quarter or so and then solidifying the job.
Yeah, there's potential of that. Let us know what you think. It's a tough situation, but only time will tell. See you on the other side.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Lowe's knows Labor Day calls for big savings. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, save up to $750 when you buy two or more select major appliances priced $396 or more. And MyLowe's Rewards members get 3 bags of premium 2-cubic-foot color mulch for just $10. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/4 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
At Shoe Fly, they think on their feet so you can walk in comfort and style. When you step into Shoe Fly, you'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable staff who will assist you in finding the perfect shoe for any occasion. Shoe Fly believes that every foot problem has a fitting solution, and they will work with you to make sure you don't have to sacrifice style for comfort. For more information or to schedule a professional fitting with one of Shoe Fly's fit specialists, visit their website, shoeflystores.com. Shoe Fly. Your feet will thank you.
Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast. Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast.
Hank FM.
All right, welcome back to Sports Central. This is Nathan Ferlina. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the show today. I want to thank our presenting sponsor, Jam Boswell's, as always, presenting sponsors of the program. We appreciate them. Corey, I thought it was a good conversation today. We talked a lot about weddings in the fall and how they need to maybe be outlawed and banned.
You said you got a text from 2 friends that have weddings scheduled for October 12th.
Yeah, text from 2 people.
Did you ask them if they're going or if they're...
Yes, they're going. They're going, but they're not happy.
Here's the thing, Nathan. The word I used the other day, I've actually used you in a story a couple times because you made kiboshing a verb.
Yes.
A few weeks ago, I've told that story, how that was pretty hilarious. But adulting is a nice verb,
absolutely.
I think. So as you get older, you got to do this adulting thing. And adulting doesn't just mean paying your taxes. Adulting means doing things like going to friends' weddings on football Saturdays, even though you hate it.
Doing things you do not want to do. That is a prime definition of adulting. Tomorrow, we got some high school football. Altoona takes on Hollidaysburg. Should be a good one. If you can make your way out to Mansion Park, go ahead, get out there. It should be fun. You can see live action football. You going to go, Corey?
I'm not. I have other things to do on Friday nights. I don't really go out to a lot of high school games, but people love it, man. You going to watch some football?
Oh, I love it. I love it. And,
it's so much of a community's whole identity is their high school football
team. Friday Night Lights. And even though Altoona has underperformed for a long time, it's still fun to go out and, you know, watch some live football. I can never complain about it. Go out if you get a chance. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show today, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation.